Not bothering to be subtle about opening the barn door, I startled Eve awake. My bad. A grumpy, 1,000-pound, half-awake harpy is not a pleasant sight. Her large golden eyes unfocused as she lunged my way. I dropped into a roll and then dived under a swipe of her claws.
Eve, stop!
Using her name should have snapped her out of this, but for some reason, she didn't respond.
Eve, wake up!
I didn't want to hurt her. I was her mentor now. The last thing I should have been doing was sticking her with one of my blades. Besides, I suspected being wounded would only make her more pissy, not the effect I was going for. I pressed up against the back of the barn. I finally pulled a sword. The harpy came at me, beak wide open, eyes shut. I raised my sword, prepping myself for the blow. A flurry of black and silver whipped between us.
Evie, bad!
Eve froze and blinked twice, then looked down at me and my rescuer.
Alex?
He frowned up at her and then struck one claw over the other.
Bad, Evie. No hurt, Riley.
She looked at me, then bobbed her head, eyes clearing as she came fully awake.
I'm sorry. I was having a bad dream about a demon and I thought I could smell him.
No shit, you were having a bad dream.
I slid my sword back into its sheath.
Alex, you're gonna come with me. We've got some work to do, and then we're going to see Docs.
Oh, brownies!
Yeah, maybe.
I fingered the gold bracelet in my pocket. I couldn't ask Eve to wear it, not after the spell the Black Coven had used, consisting of a large ruby buried in her foot. There was still an imprint in her flesh, where it had been buried and used to control her.
Eve, you will have to find somewhere else to roost while I'm gone.
Evie, come?
No, Eve can't come. I can't hide a harpy.
She sat back and preened her feathers. They'd gone from a greasy brown to a glistening sable and tan with a little extra care.
You are my mentor. I should come with you to help and to learn.
I can't hide you, Eve. You're too big.
I rubbed my hands over my face, the air around me crackling with cold.
Listen, I have to go to New Mexico after my salvage. You could go ahead of me, stay with my friend Docs until I get there. Can you do that?
I can fly quickly. I can be there in no time.
Okay, that was one problem dealt with. What I would do with her once I got to New Mexico was beyond me, but at least Millie wouldn't be doing anything drastic. I put a hand over my eyes. The only thing that would make this day worse would be O'Shea showing up to see Millie. I didn't think I was ready yet to watch them play kissy face.